try to go through discussion. So I want to discuss the parasha Kosai and Bamidbar, but also show how it's relevant to Chag HaShavuos. So the connection is in the Gemara Megillah. So the Gemara Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Bei, says Tani Rav Shimon Elazar Omer Ezra Tikkun LeYisrael Shukorin Klolos Shabitaros Kanim Kodem Atzeres Shemisha Tzar Kodem Rosh Hashanah. So Ezra is Masakin to read the Klolos, the Tochcha of the Kosai before Shavuos, and the Tochcha of Mishnah Torah of Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. My time, Amar Abaya, Vitem Rish Lakash Katesha, Tichla Hashanah Klolosah. So it's we reading the Klolos before Rosh Hashanah. What we're basically saying is we want the Klolos to end with this year. And the new year should begin with Brachas. And the Klolos should end with the end of this year. Tichla Hashanah Klolosah. So Bishlam Hashem Mishnah Torah, Ika Katesha Tichla Hashanah Klolosah. So Elisha B'Torah Skahanim, Otto Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we understand, because it's a new year. It's a new year, Tichla Hashanah Tzah. But Atzeres, where's the new year? So is Atzeres Rosh Hashanah? So Eina. Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah. It's none of Atzeres Al-Parasilam. Because the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that in Atzeres, in Shavuos, the world is judged as Nidon Al-Parasilam. So the growth of Parasilam begins at Atzeres time, Shavuos time. So the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that Ba'arba Prakam Olam Nidon, four different times of the year. The Pesach Al Tvuah, that's when the Tvuah, the Sa'orim begin to grow. So it's so the Abba Pesach Al Tvuah, Ba'atzeres Al Parasilin, Rosh Hashanah Kol Boy Olam Over Mufanak Nevaron. Okay, I'm skipping the part of the Mishnah. V'Chag Nidonim Alamayim. So different times of the year is the Yom Adin for different aspects of the world. Atzeres, it's the Yom Adin for Parasilin. So it's a new year. It's a Rosh Hashanah. So we want to say Tichla Shana Klolosel. So that's why we read the Klolos of Kosai before. So we have to understand what does the Gemara mean. The Gemara clearly doesn't mean that if we read the Klolos before Rosh Hashanah, so all Klolos will cease just by virtue of the fact that we read it before Rosh Hashanah. What the Gemara seems to be saying is that reading the Klolos is Hachana for Rosh Hashanah. It's the way we prepare for Rosh Hashanah. If we take to heart the message of the Tochcha, we take to heart the Musar implied by the Tochcha, then we can hope that Atfilas will be heard and it will be Tichol Shana Klolosah. So that's that. The Takan of Ezra is really in terms of how we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, how we prepare for Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, and how we prepare for Rosh Hashanah of Atzeres. Now, Tosis points out that we actually don't read B'chukosei right before Atzeres. We don't read Kisavo right before Rosh Hashanah. We read Bamidbar before Rosh Hashanah, before Atzeres, and we read Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. So Tosis says, Kadesh Allah Hasmacha Chalosh B'chukosei Atzeres. We don't want to read the Chalosh right before Atzeres. We don't want to read the Chalosh of Mishnah Torah right before Rosh Hashanah. We want there should be a certain hefsek. But that doesn't interfere with the fulfillment of the Takanas Ezra. We are reading the Klolos in proximity to Atzeres, in proximity to Rosh Hashanah, but we don't want that it should be in the closest proximity. We want it should be a hefsek, some hefsek, a slight hefsek. So we read Bamidbar. But I would think that it's not just that we want there should be a slight hefsek between Klolos and Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah of Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. But Bamidbar is part of the message of the Tochacha. If there is a message of reading Klolos before Rosh Hashanah of Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, that message is not complete without Bamidbar, without Nitzavim. So we have to understand that. It's interesting that this is, you know, it's clear. Rishonim, it's quoted, the Poskim quotes from Seder of Avraham Gaon. So Avraham Gaon would give simanim as to the, in terms of the luach. So some of the simanim that relate to what we're discussing is maneva atzar, count and then celebrate Atzeres. So there's a significance in Bamidbar being before Atzeres. Kum usaka. So kum is atem nitzavim. So it means you're standing. Usaka, then you blow the shofar. So kum, atem nitzavim, has to precede kiyah shofar. Has to precede Rosh Hashanah. Mane, the minion of Bamidbar, has to precede Atzeres. This year it's Erev Shavuos. So this is, occasionally we read even Nasa before, but Nasa was also a continuation of the minyan of Bamidbar. But generally it's just Bamidbar before Atzar. So what's the significance of this? So we really have to understand what's the significance of the fact that Batsaras al Peres Ilan, Batsaras is the Yom HaDin Peres Ilan. Is this connected to Matan Torah, or is it something totally separate? Okay. So it's interesting. I've seen quoted in the name of the Shlah, and he says that why is Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin, and why is Atzeres Yom HaDin? So he says that Vida, ki kamoshim Rosh Hashanah rotza Kadosh Baruch Hu lashkiach v'lidrosh ma'ase b'nei Adam, ki Yom HaBriya Rishona l'chidosh Olam. So what he's saying, the Rav Anushan is mashkiach, and he judges mashkiach, lashkiach v'lidrosh ma'ase b'nei Adam. Why in Rosh Hashanah? Because that's the day of the Briya. So what does that mean? So the way I would understand it is that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin because that's the day of Briya Sa'ola. The Rosh Hashanah created the world. He created the world for a certain purpose. The world has its purpose. And the purpose of the world was given over to man. Man has to bring the world to its fulfillment, to its tachlis. And the Rosh Hashanah kaviyachol on Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of the Briya, reviews his plan for the world. And he reassesses, what is man doing to the Ribbono Shel'olam's world? That's what the Ribbono Shel'olam judges on Rosh Hashanah. Is man bringing the world closer to its goal? Or is the man bringing the world, is man distancing the world from its goal? And the judgment is based upon that. So it's the day of the Briya, it's the day when the world is created, and the Ribbono Shel'olam kaviyachol reassesses the state of the world. And the Shlah says, and Atzeres, he says, is the same thing. It's also a day of Chidush Olam. Kein rotza b'yom matan Torah shehu mora al Chidush Olam v'ashkiach v'lidrosh al ma'is ha'olam v'lodun al peres ha'ilam. That's what the Shlah says. So Atzeres is a day where the world was transformed. It was a Chidush Olam. It was a different world. When the Torah was given, the world became a different world. The world was nischadesh, as Chazal say. Yom HaShishi, the Briya was waiting for Shishi V'Sivan. The Briya wasn't complete till Shishi V'Sivan. So it was a Chiddush Olam. The world became more complete in a spiritual sense, if not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense, on Shavuos. This is the day of the Chiddush Olam. It's a Chiddush HaBriya. The Briya was made complete. And the Rosh Hashanah Kaviyachol reassesses his world and says, and judges it on Peres Ilan. But what is he reassessing? What is he reassessing? So in what way is Shavuos a day of accounting? In what way is it a day of accounting? So it's interesting that I've seen this in the Svasamas. I think I've also seen this in the name of Dari. I happen to have a copy of the Svasamas with me. So this is in the Svasamas on Shavuos. So he says, "Sheyom hazeh shorash kol ha'matanos shenitnu v'Yisrael." So Shavuos is the shorash of all the matanos that were given to Kol Yisrael, the spiritual matanos. V'chein mitzvah lizkar tamed ma'amid har Sinai. So on Shavuos there's a chidush in terms of everything that is produced and grows from the Torah. That's why Atzeres is the day of judgment of Peres Ilan. Why? The din is based upon how much of a grasp a person has onto the Torah. The world is judged by the devotion of Klal Yisrael to the Torah on Shavuos. Because Shavuos was the day of Chidush Olam, that the world was transformed spiritually. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. And Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachol reassesses the world. To what extent is Klal Yisrael devoted and dedicated to Limud HaTorah? And that din results in the judgment on Peres Ilan. So we have to understand that. So to explain that, I would like to point out that we find very often in the Torah itself, in Psukim, and in Chazal, that a human being is compared to an Eitz Machal, to a fruit tree. Okay. The basis for this is in the Torah. The lava was chashchas, it's Eitzah. The ndoach lo garza and kumimenes ochel lo solos achros ki adam Eitzah sadeh lo vomi panecho matzar. So man is like the tree of the field. Okay, so the Ibn Ezra and Ramban strengthens here the Pshat of Ibn Ezra. They explain it's not as a question, but to me, it's ben ichusa. Man is like the Eitzah sadeh. Why? It means chaya adam ezonahu Eitzah sadeh. So literally, it means that a person's sustenance depends upon trees. But in the Chazal from Sukkim and Tanakh, it seems that it implies even more than that. It implies that an Eitz Machal is representative, it's a physical representation of what a human being can accomplish. A tree is a fascinating, beautiful thing. It's a tree that produces beautiful pears that provide sustenance for human beings. Okay. And Chazal compare, based upon Psukim and Tanakh, human beings to trees. Kol Chashek L'Mishl says Masechet Savos. Kol Shech Chachmasam Ruba M'masav L'mahu Doma L'ilan Shanafim Ruba M'sharash Amotim. If a person's Chachma is great and his Masam are minimal, he's like a tree that branches Anafim Ruba has many branches, but its roots are very weak, that a strong wind will just throw it over. But Kol Shech Masav Ruba M'chachmasam, so that's like a strong tree. And that the Chazal apply the pasuk Vayo Keitz Shasol Mayim Val Yuval Shalach Shorsav V'lo Yirek Yavachom Vayo Leil Ranon V'Vishnas Batzorius Lo Yidag V'lo Yomishmas Hos Peri. This is the kind of tree that produces beautiful fruits. Of course, you have the Gemara in Tainus. So there, Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak to give him a bracha. So he compared him to an Eitz Machal, a fruit tree that's Peros of Musukin and Silo Na of Amas Amayim of Aras Tachtav. And he says, what kind of a bracha can I give you? Yirotzen shechol netiyo shenotin mimcha yu kamoscha. Yirotzen shiyu tzatzai me'echa kamoscha. So he compared him to a fruit tree. And I think what we're basically saying is, as Allah is teaching us, is that every Ben Yisrael is like an Eitz Machal, but a unique Eitz Machal. Just like you have so many different minim of trees, different trees produce different fruits. Every Ben Yisrael is like a unique min of Eitz Machal that produces unique, beautiful spiritual pairs. And one shouldn't be silly and attempt to copy someone else. You learn lessons from someone else. But every person is unique. Everyone produces his own unique spiritual pairs. Of course, we learn from everyone. But everyone has to recognize that he can produce spiritual pairs that no one else can produce. Everyone is like a different min of an Eitz Machal. And everyone has the ability to produce beautiful spiritual pairs. And the Gan Eden is described by Atzmach Hashem Lekim Adamo Kaleitz Nechmod M'mara L'tova Machal. Gan Eden is described as a place that are beautiful few trees. Nechmod L'mara V'tova Machal, because Gan Eden was a place of Hashras Hashchina. The trees represented what man can accomplish. The Hashras Hashchina that man can maintain. That's what the trees of Gan Eden represented. And Adam was given the ability to be a spiritual Eitz Machal. What kind of Eitz Machal? He was given the ability to be an Eitz Machal with Peres Mesukin, with Silo No, with Amas Mayan, right next, nearby. And to produce Netios, Kamoso, to produce shoots that will produce new trees in a similar way. So we find in Chazal that every Ben Yisrael is compared to a beautiful Eitz Machal that produced beautiful spiritual pairs. When were we given this ability? At Matan Torah, we were given the ability to produce beautiful spiritual pairs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviews his world on Shuas, Kaviyachal. He reviews his world. What kind of spiritual pairs Is Klal Yisrael producing? Are they really devoted to Torah? Are they dedicated to Torah? Are they producing beautiful spiritual Paris? And that is the basis of the din for the Paris Ilan. It's the Paris Ilan, not just physical representations. Whatever exists in the spiritual, in the physical world, there is a counterpart in the spiritual world. We can look at beautiful Atzei Machal, but it's just a physical representation of something even more immensely beautiful. The spiritual trees and this beautiful spiritual Paris that every Ben Yisrael can produce. And that's what is assessed and reviewed on its Saris. It's the Yom HaDin. And it's manifested by virtue of the din on the Paris Ilan. But this Vasemes, and I believe I've seen this in the Ari as well, the judgment is not only the Paris Ilan, it's on what kind of Siyata Shmaya is a person entitled to produce spiritual payers as well. And this is what the Svasamas is saying. One has to remember constantly Maimon Har Sinai every day. And it's from the day of Shavuos, Mischachim B'Yom Zeh, Kol HaNofim HaYotzim HaTorah. The Hanofim and the branches that branch out from the Torah is Mischadish, has a Chidush on this day. So when we speak of it as a Yom HaDin for the Paris Ilan, yes, it is a Yom HaDin for Paris Ilan. So it's a Yom HaDin for the spiritual Paris Ilan as well. And what is one judged on? One is judged on Lufi Achiza Sheyeshal Kla Hashana V'Torah U'Bevadai Kefi Hashchira Shal Matan Torah B'Chol HaYamim Kach Mizgala L'Cholecha B'Yom HaZeh. To the extent that a person is devoted and dedicated to remember the Torah in every day of the year, that he's Zocha to a certain his galus on the day of Anshuas, the day of Matan Torah. So we read the Tochcha before Atzeres because it's a Hachana for Matan Torah. It's a time to recognize that we have to devote ourselves to Limud HaTorah and dedicate ourselves to Limud HaTorah. But we don't want to just read the Tochcha because that's a harsh message. And a harsh message is important. But a harsh message has to be combined with an optimistic message as well. And that's Parshas Bamidbar. What does Parshas Bamidbar discuss? It discusses the binyan the minyan of Klal Yisrael. What kind of minyan was it? It was a minyan that was associated with Akamas HaMishkan. That's when the minyan took place. So what was the minyan? It was the Mispar Shemos. What was Mispar Shemos? You had to count each person according to his name. They're from Shatim and Farshim, what exactly that means. So on one hand, there was a Mispar. It was a number. It was a number of names. What that implies is that there's a significance to Klal Yisrael as a whole, and there's this immense significance to each Yachid. The counting of Bamidbar was a counting at Hakamas HaMishkan was not just to know how many people there are, it's to determine the spiritual assets of Klal Yisrael. To have Hashras HaShechina with Hakamas HaMishkan, you have to make use of the spiritual assets of Klal Yisrael. Every individual is unique spiritual asset. It's not just a mispar, it's not just a number. It's a number of names. Each name denotes significance of the individual. Every person is a unique Eitz Machal. Each person can add to the Hashras HaChina of Klal Yisrael within Klal Yisrael that, in a way that no one else can. And that's the message of Parshas Bamidbar. That's the message. So yes, Ezra and Misak and Shri Detocha, that's the Hachana for, because Shavuos is a Yom HaDin. It's on Paris Ilan. It's on this physical Paris Ilan, which is a representation of the spiritual Paris, and it's on the spiritual Paris Ilan. And so it's an important Yom HaDin for us. And we have to approach it with a spirit of dedication and devotion to the Torah. So we read the Tocha. The Tocha is a message of tshuva. That's what the message of the Tocha is. But that's not the full message. The full message is B'chukosai and Bamidbar together. The significance of the klal and every individual and the prat. And that each one has something unique to offer. And that without each individual's uniqueness and ability to offer something special for the Hashras HaShechina within Klal Yisrael, we're deficient in a Hashras HaShechina. That's the message of Maneva Atzar. Everyone has to be counted and recognize his significance. That's the message of the Hachana for Chag HaShavuos. And it's a similar thing, of course, with respect to Rosh Hashanah. It's Kumus Kaf. That's the message. Yes, we read the Torah Rosh Hashanah is the kol neimar orim lefanav. Certainly, it's the Yom Adin. We're judged in so many different ways on Rosh Hashanah. It's the Yom Adin for the whole world. So the Tochacha is an important part of the Hachana. That's the message of Tochacha. It's the Hachana of Rosh Hashanah. But that's not the full message. To have the full message of Hachana, we have to read Nisavim before Rosh Hashanah. What's the message of Nisavim? Atem Nisavim Hayom Kolchem of Neish Lechem. You're all standing before Kodesh Baruch Hu. You enter in a bris. La'avachor bris Shem Chachol Shor Shem Chachol Koresim Chayom. The bris is with the klal and with the prat. Everyone, Rosh Hashem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Shurichem, Kol Yisrael, Tachchem Nishaychem, Ger Choshbekar Mechanecho, Chetei Betzechad Yishomim Mecha. Everyone is an important part of Klal Yisrael. The tzibur as a whole, it has great importance, and every yachid, as part of the tzibur, in his devotion to the mission of the tzibur, has an important role. That's the measure of himself. Come, you have to stand up. You have to be part of Klal Yisrael. You have to contribute in the way that only you can contribute. So it's come uska. That's the message of the Torah followed by Yisrael. And it's a similar message. My name Atzar, it's the Torah followed by the Minyan Bamidbar. Then we can appreciate and understand what Atzaras is. I want you to have a Chag Sameach. Okay, so Bli Neder on Tuesday, 10:15.